So let's review. As we begin the third parak of Masechtas Makkos, Zok the Mishnah, Ve'elu hein aloikin. The following transgressions are punishable with Malkus. And as Rashi explains, Eidu lav davka, the ton of Ishar loikin tuva, beruben yeshtava chadash. Although there are many other lavin that are punishable with Malkus, the Mishnah lists only those that have a novel halacha regarding Malkus. The first category refers to chiva krisis, transgressions that are punishable with karas, yet one receives Malkus as well. Haba alachayse, one who cohabited with his sister, balachayse aviv, or with his father's sister, balachayse imoy, or with his mother's sister, balachayse ishtoy, or with his wife's sister, val ishas achiv, or with his brother's wife, val ishas achi aviv, or with the wife of his father's brother, balanida, or with a woman who menstruated. The second category refers to chiv alavim, transgressions that are punishable only with malchus, but not misa. Amon lekoyin gadol, a widow married to a kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza lekoyin hedyot, or a divorcee or one who received chalitza to a kohen hedyot, mamzeres v'nesin liyisrael, bas yisrael nosn lo mamzer, or mamzeres or from the nesinim to yisrael, or vice versa. The Mishnah adds, amon v'gerusha chayav nelav mishum shnei shemers. If a woman who was both an amon and a gerusha married a kohen gadol, they get malchus twice for both yisurim. However, grusha v'chalutza in the chayav l'mishum achas b'lvad. If a woman who is both a grusha and a chalutza married a kohen hedyot, they get malchus only once, according to Rashi, because it's one issur derived from the same pasuk. According to Tosfos, because they can only get malchus for grusha, which is an issur d'oraisa, but not for chalutza, which is merely an issur d'rabbanan. The remainder of the Mishnah will be discussed in the subsequent daf. The Gemara points out regarding the first category, chiva krisis katani, chiva misis bezdin loy katani. The Mishnah lists only transgressions punishable with karas, but not those punishable with misis bezdin. And that is because the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva in the following brisa. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Echad chiva krisis ve'echad chiva misis bezdin yeshna bechlal malchus abon." Both chiva krisis and chiva misis bezdin also get malchus. Rabbi Kiva says, "Chiva krisis yeshna bechlal malchus abon shem asid tshuva bezdin shamal moichlan." Only chiva krisis get malchus because if they do tshuva, the heavenly bezdin absolves them from karas. However, chiva misis bezdin in bechlal malchus abon shem asid tshuva in bezdin shamata moichlan. Chiv and Misa Bezdin do not get Malkus because if they do tshuva, the Bezdin does not absolve them from Misa. And the third opinion, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Chiv increases b'chlal hayu, v'loma yatsis karas b'achayisoy l'doyne b'karas v'loy b'malkus. Even Chiv increases do not get Malkus because the pasuk specified karas for the Isra achayisoy to teach that Chiv increases get only karas but not Malkus. The Gemara first elaborates on the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva regarding Chiv and Misa Bezdin and offers two approaches. The Astrabay Liktala Pligi. The Machlekes applies even where the Edom warned the defendant that he will be punished with Misa. Bishmal holds Chiv Misa Bezdin Yeshna Mechlal Malkus Abon. He gets both Malkus and then Misa because the Pasuk states, Im Lysish Malasis a Koldivra Atera Azlis Vehifla Hashem Esma Kaiskla, and the floor refers to Malkus as an earlier Pasuk states, Vehipilu Hashavit Vehikolofanov. Therefore, for every Lav Sheesh by Misa, for every negative commandment with an action, one gets Malkus even though he is also Chayiv Misa. However, chiva asei, one who neglects to fulfill a positive commandment, or lav she'ein b'maisa for transgressing a negative commandment without an action, or lav she'nitig lasei for a negative commandment that can be corrected with a positive commandment, he does not get malchus because the Torah placed the isser of loisachsim sher b'dishe after parashas malchus to teach that only for lavin that are similar to chasima does one get malchus, while these lavin are not similar to chasima. While Rabbi Kiva holds chiva misses bezin ein b'chlal malchus abayim. He receives only Misa, but not Malkus, because the pasuk of Malkus states, V'yikol lefanav k'dei rishase, and we expound, Mishum risha achasat mechayva, v'yat mechayva mishum shtei rishayis. For one aver, one gets only one punishment of Misa, but not two punishments of both Malkus and Misa. But nevertheless, chiva krisis, yeshna mechal Malkus abayim, he gets Malkus even though he might also receive karis if he does not do tshuva. Either because Berisha Masur Lebezna Kasim Daber, the pasuk excludes only two punishments through Bezdin, such as Malkus along with Misa and Mammon, while Karis is not through Bezdin, or because Le Besika Milsa Lekaris, since the Karis is indefinite and can be absolved through Tshuva, it's not considered Shtei Rishois. While Rabbi Shmuel holds Hanimi Le Misa Mammon, or Malkus Mammon, the pasuk of a Kredei Rishos excludes only two punishments that are of different sorts, such as Misa to the person and Mammon to his assets, or Malkus to the person and Mammon to his assets. However, Misa Malkus, Misa Richtehi. Misa and Malkus are of the same sort, they're both to the actual person and considered like one extended punishment. Rava offers another approach to the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva as follows. Astra Beilik Talu Kulam Le Pligi De In Loiko Meis. Where the Edom warned him for Misa, all agree that he gets only Misa, but not Malkus. Because Mishum Risha Achasat Mechaivai, Viat Mechaivai Mishum Shtei Rishois. The Machlekes is only weird to Astra Beil Malkus. The Edom warned him only for Malkus, but not for Misa. Rabbi Shmuel holds Chiv Mises Bezdin Yeshna Bechlal Malkus Abon. He gets Malkus because he holds Lav Shenit Lasos Mises Bezdin Loikin Lov. a lav which was given warning against incurring misa was intended for both misa and malchus. Or Rabbi Kiva holds chiv misa bezin einam bechlal malchus arbon. He does not get malchus because he holds lav shenit lasaros misa bezin ein loikin alav. A lav which was given to warn against incurring misa was intended only for misa but not for malchus. But nevertheless, chiva krisis yeshna mechal malchus aboim, because chiva krisis leitzuichi hasra. Since chiva krisis do not require straw, the lav was intended only for malchus.